But this is kind of a free-range ethics program because I'm going to be talking about a number of things to give you context for that part of the talk. I also kind of feel when I'm speaking on ethics that one of my obligations is to tell cautionary tales. We all know that the favorite part of getting the Texas Bar Journal is flipping to the back to see who got in trouble and why. And they never really give you enough information, so thank God for the press. So I have a few stories, and we'll be visiting them as I go. If you start to look like you're falling asleep, I'll tell you another one. But what I looked at was disciplinary actions from across the last 12 months in the United States. So they're not all Texas. And you'll hear some context for why they're still relevant to us. I'm going to start with the one that might be most relevant to you all here today, and that is this year in Raleigh, North Carolina, an attorney was subject to a public reprimand for leaving his CLE seminars early. It's true. Apparently, he was reporting that he stayed the whole time, and what I want to know is who reported him. So if you're sitting next to a friend, don't worry, and if you're not, you might want to make a friend. So let's start by kind of thinking about the Texas Disciplinary Rules of Professional Conduct, which I'm just going to reference as the disciplinary rules. And, you know, I said in the paper, and I think it's true, we kind of all hear the same thing over and over. Pick up the phone, return your phone calls, you know, don't mishandle your client funds. But there's a whole lot more in the disciplinary rules. And handling the grievances, I see why we should care, as well as the malpractice lawsuits. So the rules say in the preamble, there's no private right of action that arises out of the disciplinary rules. So that should be good for us.